In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. My beloved, if you've been paying attention to the readings of today's Gospels, the Gospels that precede, or what we would call the eve of Good Friday, there's quite a bit of events that are happening all at the same time. And there are many things that we could focus on. We can talk about the prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ in the garden. We can talk about what happened this morning and how it is that He instituted for us the great mystery of His body and His blood. We can talk about how it is that the Lord today very specifically showed us what it meant to be a servant, to wash the feet of His disciples. But today I want to focus on something very different. When He was brought before the Sanhedrin and He met with the high priest by the name of Caiaphas, He asked him a question. He asked him, "Who are you?" He asked him, "Are you truly the Son of God?" And I want to tell you that this is one of the most important questions that any Christian has to answer. The problem that we have is that we have a world that everyone believes in Jesus in one way or another. There are very few people in the world who will tell you the person of Jesus Christ, who was born in Nazareth, Bethlehem, did not exist. Very few people will tell you this. Thank you, Ezra. Everybody believes that Jesus Christ existed. The problem that we have is when we ask the question, who is Jesus Christ? And I want to tell you that the church has been trying to answer this question and to try to make it very clear to the world for a very, very, very long time. And this question has caused quite a bit of problems even within the church. And if you don't know what I am talking about, let me refresh your memory. This is what we call Christology. Christology is the study of the person of Jesus Christ. In the Council of Nicaea, Awul Magma, Lhoa Nikya, what was the question that they were trying to answer at the Council of Nicaea? There was a person by the name of Arius, and Arius came up and he decided to speak of Jesus in a certain way, and he started to talk about him, and he said that he is a creation of God and he is not equal to God. Sah? And the church stood up and said, no. Inta kida, you don't know who Jesus Christ is. Inta ma ta'rafsh min huwa Sayyid al-Masih. And they clarified and they said, no, he is co-essential and consubstantial with the Father. A little bit later, we have the Council of Ephesus. واحد اسمه نستور طلع وقعد يقول ايه؟ ومن العذراء دي بلاش نقول عليها ثيوتوكوس. نسميها ايه؟ خريستوتوكوس. بدل ما نقول ان هي والدة الاله نقول عليها ايه؟ والدة المسيح. ليه؟ Because Nestorius did not believe that the person who was born of the Virgin Mary was God. He would rather that we call her the mother of Christ and not the mother of God. And the church stood up and said, no, you don't know who Jesus Christ is. And then a little bit later, we had the Council of Chalcedon. And for those of you who know the history of the church, this is the council where the Oriental, Coptic Orthodox Church and all the other Oriental churches stood up and said, hold on, we have a problem. Why? Because the people were asking the question, who is this Jesus Christ and what are his natures? Is he united? Is he divided? Is he mingled? Is he confused? What is he? And we know that our church stood up and said, no, you don't know who Jesus Christ is. The problem that we have is that every Christian has to be able to answer this question. Every Christian has to be able to answer the question, who is Jesus Christ? But not just who is Jesus Christ historically. You have to be able to answer, who is Jesus Christ to you? At a very, very personal level. طبعا اي واحد مننا ممكن نرد على السؤال لو اتسالنا وحد قال لنا مين هو سيد المسيح ممكن نقعد نتكلم عليه كتير قوي لكن هنقول ايه what are we going to say about him are we going to say that he is man are we going to say that he is god are we going to say that he is both are we going to talk about what he taught are we going to talk about what he did there's so much to talk about وللأسف we have this idea within the world that says what طول ما احنا كلنا بنحب سيد المسيح احنا كلنا حلوين we all say as long as we love Jesus Christ then it's perfectly fine ما تقوليش بقى دين ومش دين and which denomination are you this are you that as long as we all love Jesus Christ we're all fine and I want to tell you that is absolutely not true Many people believe in Jesus Christ, but when you ask them, who is Jesus Christ? They have a very different answer. So let me tell you a small story. For those of you who know or who don't know, I was ordained less than 3 years ago, and when I moved for the service here in Ottawa, I didn't know anybody in Ottawa. ففي مشكلة كبيرة إن إيه؟ إن أنا لما ما أعرفش الشعب وعايز أناول ناس، أنا ما أعرفش بقى مين أرثوذكسي ومين مش أرثوذكسي. وكنايسنا نشكر ربنا مليانة. This is a problem. I don't know who is from the community and who is not from the community. So I made a deal with Abuna Michael and Abuna George. I told them, بصوا يا أبهات، لو حد واقف الطابور وهيجي يتناول وأنتوا مش عارفينه، حد يوقفه. ليه؟ Because if I don't know the person, I'm going to stop three quarters of the line. ما أنا ما أعرفش حد في أوتاوا. مش هقعد أوقفهم واحد واحد وأقول أنت أرثوذكسي؟ أيوه لا، طب افتح بقك وتناول. I can't do that. If I do that، مناولة هتاخد ساعتين. So I told the fathers, أنتوا تتكلموا وتقولوا لي لو في حد أنتوا ما تعرفوش. And lo and behold, within six months of after becoming a priest and joining my fathers here in the service, there was one very specific Sunday where we came to church and there was this young man who came and he was standing in the very, very first row. And I can tell you, he did not look Egyptian, Coptic, Oriental. He did not look Middle Eastern at all. At all. But he was there before me. He was there before me. Usually we arrive at about 7:40, 7:45. This young man was standing at the door before I arrived. And when he greeted me, he knew how to greet me. And he bowed down and he kissed my hand and he stood in the first pew of the church and he doesn't look anything like the people that you would typically see within the community. So I thought to myself, this is great. He must be Orthodox. He knows how to greet me. He knows how to do the sign of the cross. He knows when to take off his shoes. He knows how to stand. He knows how to pray. Akid, he must be from the community. So it comes time for communion. And he's standing in the line and his shoes are off and he's holding the veil and he knows how to open his mouth. Everything is great. وتناول. محدش وقفه. So I thought to myself, this is wonderful. At the end of communion, Abuna Michael comes up to me and he tells me, mean that. For this is a problem. This is a problem. The problem was what? لا مش آخر الدنيا بس اسمعي لغاية الآخر وهتفهم. The problem is what? The problem is that when he came up to you, I told Abuna Michael, Abuna, I don't know. And I'm عارفش الناس. Ali, طب it's not a problem. بس إيه, go run after him and find out who he is and welcome him to the church and tell him about us and we'll take the next steps. I said, wonderful. We ran after the young man. I presented myself and he greeted me and we spoke for a little bit. And then I told the young man, have you been to the Orthodox Church before? He goes, no, not at all. Actually, this is the first time, but I used to have a friend a long time ago who was Coptic Orthodox, and he told me great things, and I love the service. It was wonderful. I said, that's great. Do you plan on coming again? He says, yes, absolutely. Every week. I said, this is great. This is wonderful. Are you also part of the Christian family? He said, yeah, well, I think I was baptized 25, 30 years ago, yeah, a long, long time ago. I said, okay. And he said, yeah, but I haven't been to church in like over 20 years. I said, that's not a problem. We're happy to have you with us today. I said, you said you think you were baptized? He says, yeah, I'm not really sure. I'm not in touch with my parents. I told him, Tayyip, okay, it's not a problem at all. Why don't we do this? Why don't you come during the week and come and let's sit down and let me tell you a little bit about our faith. Let me tell you a little bit about what we do here in the Orthodox Church and what we believe in so that you, before you choose to say the word Amin, you understand what you're saying Amin to. And he said, no, I don't believe in this stuff. I think that if we all love Jesus, we're okay. I said, you're partly right. We should all love Jesus. But then I asked him, but who is Jesus Christ to you? He said, what do you mean? I told him, who is Jesus Christ to you? He said, well, he is a great, great man. I said, you're right, he is a great man. What else? He said, what do you mean, what else? I said, yani, sa'idni shwaya, tell me what else? Who else is Jesus Christ to you? He said, he's the son of Mary. I said, you're absolutely right. He is the son of Mary. What else? He said, he's the son of Joseph. I said, yani, mash awi, but okay, mashi. But so what else? What else? He goes, he's the most righteous man. I said, yes, you're right. But what else? Ali, la, mafish, what else? This is who he is. I said, you see, this is why it's important for us to talk. Because you see, within our faith, We don't just believe that he is the son of Mary. We don't just believe that he is a righteous man. We believe that he is the Word of God incarnate, the second person of the Trinity, the one who came and took flesh, died on the cross, rose from the dead, ascended into the heavens, and who saved me and you, because he is truly God incarnate, the Savior of the world. He told me, Tayyip Mesh, you got to sit down and let's talk. What's the problem? Why am I bringing this up? This idea of who is Jesus Christ to you is absolutely essential for your and my salvation. بس في كتير قوي يقولوا ايه؟ ما هيش مشكلة يعني. But I want to tell you it is a very big problem. It is a very big problem. وعلى فكرة أنا مش بكلم على اللباقة. أنا بكلم على ايه؟ أنا بكلم على نفسي. ليه؟ Because I know Jesus Christ, I've heard of him. أباء الكنيسة قعدوا يكلموني عليه كتير جدا. قريت عنه. لكن do I know him, know him? Most of you will know me, and if you see me in the street, you will stop me and greet me. But do you know me as well as my father does? Do you know me as well as my wife does? Do you have a relationship with me and you can say, no, 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 I know Father Anthony? No. Not in that kind of depth. But some people will say what? كفاية ان احنا نقول عليه ايه؟ He is a righteous man. ما في ناس زي ما انتوا عارفين بيقولوا عليه ايه؟ He is a righteous prophet. صح؟ Does that mean that we believe in the same Jesus Christ? There is a man by the name of C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis used to be a very, very aggressive atheist. Very aggressive atheist. He used to teach at the University of Oxford, and he was a scholar when it came to philosophy. And he studied rhetoric. He would have open debates with people all the time, and he would show people that if you were a Christian, you were weak. You were weak because you could not use your intellect. You needed faith to help you understand things. And he said, faith is weak. And he decided to study Christianity. But he decided to study Christianity, why? So he can fight it. So he could see what was in it to use it against Christians. And in the process, he became a Christian. He used to be on the radio quite a bit. And when he studied Christianity, he became a very big advocate of Christianity. ابتدى يدافع عن المسيحية بطريقة عجيبة. And he says the following. He says, anyone who says that Jesus Christ is only a righteous man, he is only a person that we look to learn about what it means to be a moral Christian or a moral citizen or a moral person. He goes, this is absolutely false. And he says, it is garbage. Why? He says, because a person who says that, either he did not read the Bible, or he has no idea what this Jesus Christ said. ليه؟ He says, because there's only three options. ومعليش استحملوني في كلمة اللي أنا هقولها. It's very aggressive. But this is the way that C.S. Lewis used to speak. He said, he's one of three things. He said, either the man is a liar. Jesus Christ is a liar. Why? Because nobody could come to this earth and you say he is righteous when he begins to say things like what? If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Don't tell me he's just righteous. There must be a lie there. He says he is either a liar or he is either a lunatic. Lunatic, عارفين معناه ايه؟ مجنون. Why? Because you cannot say he is simply a righteous man while he stands there and says what? Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, there is no life in you. What righteous man would say, eat me? What righteous man would say, you cannot get to the Father except through me? He says, so he is either a liar or a lunatic, or he is God. Truly, he is God. You either believe what he says is true, or there is no other option. There isn't. When he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. وعلى فكرة احنا قرينا الكلام ده النهاردة. In the first hour of the Gospels today, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. When he says those things, you either believe him or you don't. So when we are asked, who do you believe Jesus Christ is? We say he must be God incarnate. In his name, we have salvation. St. Paul says in the book of Philippians chapter 2, therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You see, it is the same Jesus Christ who today, in the readings, if you have been paying attention, what do you discover? You discover that the church calls him the second Adam. Have you heard this before? In the Masih Hawal Adam Itani, in the Wednesday Theotokia of the Psalmodies of the church, we refer to him as the second Adam. Li. عشان لما المسيح جه عكس كل اللي آدم عمله علشان يخلصنا. The Lord, when he came, he became an Adam who did everything right instead of making everything wrong. Where do we see this? The first Adam was in a garden. And in the garden, he disobeyed. And he disobeyed because he chose his will instead of the will of the Father. What do we see today? We see the second Adam, also in a garden. And instead of disobeying, he obeys even until death. And instead of choosing his will, he says, thy will be done. He chooses the will of the Father. Saint Ephraim the Syrian, he says the following. He says, the Lord says, not according to my will, but yours. He said this word against Adam, who resisted the will of the Creator and followed the will of his enemy. Consequently, Adam was delivered over into the mouth of his enemy, and our Lord resisted the will of the flesh to uphold the will of the Creator, because he knew that all happiness depends on the will of his Father. It is the same Jesus Christ who we see today, if you attended the prayers of the institution of the mysteries of the Eucharist, today he proposes to his bride. Who is his bride? مين عروسة المسيح؟ طبعا هي كنيسة، لكن ياريت لما نسأل السؤال ده كل واحد مننا يقول ايه؟ أنا. Today he proposes to his bride. واحنا كنا قاعدين مع الأنبا رفائيل، الأنبا رفائيل حكى لنا حاجة جميلة جدا بصراحة. الأنبا رفائيل was telling us that there is a very old Jewish custom that when a Jewish man came to propose to his bride or to his fiance, he did something absolutely beautiful. What would he do? He would take a chalice, he would take a big cup, and he would fill it with wine. And then he would drink from that chalice, and then he would turn around to the person that he wants to marry, and he would say what? Take, drink of it. This is my life. If you drink of it, you accept me. What did the Lord do today? He took a cup and he filled it and he proposed to his bride. He turned to his disciples and he told to them, take, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood. And they all drank, and the church accepted the Lord as their Savior. But is this only symbolism? It can't be. Why? Because all the other Jewish men in history, they only meant it as symbolism. Not many of them actually shed their blood for their wives. لكن what does he do tomorrow? After he proposes, he says, على فكرة, this is not just a symbol. Watch what I'm going to do for my bride. And the very next day, which you will hear the readings of the church tomorrow, what does he do? He truly offers his bride his blood. He pours himself out like that wine. And the earth and his disciples and his church and we all benefit from the sacrifice that he gives. My beloved, it is for this very reason that when we are asked, who is Jesus Christ to you? The church has been teaching you, without even knowing it, how to respond to this. What do we say? We say, Thok tetigom, nempio, nempismo, nempi amahi sha'ini amin. What do we say? For thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, and the majesty. My Lord Jesus Christ, my good Savior. Who is what? We started singing it today. Who is what? Who is my strength, my praise, and he has become to me a holy salvation. To God be the glory, now and forever, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
You, O Lord God, the Father, the Pantocrator, and the Only Begotten Son, who created and ordered all things, and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, the Holy Trinity, before whom every knee bows in heaven and on earth, we ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. For the heavenly peace and the unity of all the churches in the world, monasteries, and those dwelling in and caring for all places, O God, have compassion on your creation. And delivered from all evil, we ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who by your power planned the life of man before his creation and created all that exists by your wisdom and adorned the heavens with stars and the earth with plants, trees, and vineyards, and the valleys with meadows and flowers, O our King, accept now the supplication of your servants who place themselves in your hands and say, we ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. Great and holy God, who created man in his image and likeness, and gave him a living and reasoning soul, have mercy, O Lord, on your creation which you have made. Show us compassion and send down upon us your mercy from the height of your holiness. On your prepared dwelling, we ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who saved your servant Noah the righteous and delivered him from the flood with his sons and their wives and also the clean and unclean animals. For the sake of the earth's renewal, we ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Hear ye.
Deliver your people from the flood of the sea of this passing world and protect them all and animals from harm and provide for the needs of the birds. For you give to all birds, animals, and ravens their sustenance. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who were received as a guest by your servant Abraham the patriarch and ate at his table and blessed his seed, O our King, Accept now the supplications of your servants and priests who have placed themselves in your hands. Have compassion on the world and save your people from every hardship. Abide in them and accompany them, we ask you, O Lord. Hear us and have mercy on us. Ask you, Lord, to God us from all evil, to have compassion on your creation, all your people, for the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. O sustainer of all flesh, the help of the helpless and the hope of the hopeless, we ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who look to the humble with watchful eyes and protection, who saved Joseph from his master's wife, set him as a ruler over Egypt and spared him in the days of hardship, so that his brothers and father Jacob came and knelt before him and took him wheat from the sustenance of their children and animals. We also bow our heads and kneel before you, our Creator and Provider. We thank you for everything, and turning everything, and in everything we ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Hear
us, O God, Logos, O the Father, who works in the law and the prophets in the Old Testament, and fulfills them, save your people from every hardship. Manage their lives according to your goodwill and spare them from famines and calamities. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who supported the people of Israel 40 years in the desert of Sinai, though they had no houses or storehouses, O my Lord, keep now your people and bless their houses and storehouses with your heavenly blessings. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. Accepted the prayer of Elijah the Tishbite when the sky rained and the earth produced vegetation, and blessed the barrel of wheat and the vessel of oil in the widow's house. Accept the prayers of your people through intercessions of your holy saints and prophets. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O God, have compassion on the world with kind and merciful eyes. Bless their crops and storehouses and the little they may have. Raise the waters of the rivers according to their measure. Grant moderation to the winds, bless the Nile of Egypt this year and every year. Give joy to the face of the earth and to us men. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Hear us, O Lord.
You accepted the repentance of the Ninevites when they fasted together and received the confession of the right hand thief upon the cross. Make us also worthy of pleasing you and receiving your compassion, crying and saying, remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom, and receive from your servants the repentance, their confessions, their fastings, and their offerings which are offered upon your holy altar as acceptable incense, and have mercy on them, we ask you, O Lord. Hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you, the mighty provider, chastiser, healer, and physician of our souls and bodies, who tested his servant Job and healed him in his calamities and recompensed him for his losses with more than what he had, have mercy on your people and save them from all calamities, tribulations, trials, and hardships. O upholder of those who trust in you, we ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. Christ our God, Logos of the Father, who sanctified his pure disciples and washed their feet and made them leaders and believers of the light of our faith, who by them satisfied hungry souls and taught them to pray, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
Worker of wonders and miracles, who fed the thousand with five loaves and raised the dead, bless the wedding of Cana of Galilee, O Lord, bless now the bread, oil, plants, beehives, trades, products, and all the works of your servants. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. O Lord, save your people and surround them on every side by the sign of your life-giving cross, and raise the state of Christians in all the world, and fill the hearts of the rulers with kindness toward them, soften their hearts towards the poor and needy brethren, and keep every evil thing far from them, we ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
You entrusted with us your holy covenant, your body and blood present with us every day upon the altars, through the descending of your Holy Spirit on the bread and wine, and commanded us, saying, This do in remembrance of me, we ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Hear
Sir God, have mercy on your people and the success of your apostles. Bless the fruits of the earth and give gladness to the heart of man through the abundance of fruits and blessings. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O begotten of the Father, who was incarnate of the Blessed Virgin St. Mary in the fullness of time, who said to his many disciples, Go and make disciples of all nations. Baptize them, teaching them all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Be also with your people who cry out to you, saying, We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
soul.
O forgiver of sins and giver of all things, forgive the sins of your people, purify them from every blemish, and cleanse them from every deceit, and keep them from bearing false witness, and from all envy and slander, and uproot from their hearts every evil thought, murmuring, doubts, and hardness of heart arising from pride. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
You are the rampart of our salvation, O Mother of God, the Theotokos, the invincible fortress. Bring to naught the counsels of the adversaries. Turn the mourning of your servants into joy. Defend our cities. Fight for the Orthodox kings and leaders, and intercede for the peace of the world and all churches. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. Out of mercy and compassion for all comfort, do not be angry with us, nor rebuke us from our wicked deeds, from our many sins. Do not be wrathful with us, nor let your wrath endure forever. Hear us, O God of Jacob, and look on us, O God, our helper. Spare the world from death, scarcity, plagues, devastations, the sword of enemies, earthquakes, horrors, and all fearsome events. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sake of our protection under your high and mighty hand, O God, we ask you to keep for us the life of our honored father, our patriarch, Pope Avatavadgus II, and to confirm him upon his throne for many years in quiet and peaceful times. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. Our God, we ask for your graciousness and your great mercy to keep for us the life of our fathers, the metropolitans, the bishops, and all the leaders of the flock. Confirm the sheep of your flock, grant protection to the priests, purity in the deacons, strengthen to the elders, and understanding to the young, chastity to the virgins, asceticism to the monks, purity to the married, and protection for women. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
Again, we ask for the safe return of travelers, support for the widows and orphans, abundance for the poor, and those who are in debt, pay their debts and forgive them, and those who are in prisons and distress, give them release, heal the sick, and repose the departed. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Hear ye, soul.
O God of our holy fathers, do not forsake those whom you have created with your holy hands. You manifested your love for mankind, O merciful one. Accept from your mother intercession our behalf and save, O Savior, a humble people. Do not leave us to the end, nor forsake us forever. For the sake of your holy name, do not break your covenant, nor take away from us your mercy. For the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servant, and Jacob, your saint, we ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy. Yeah.
Our true God, who through his own goodwill and accepted sufferings and was crucified on the cross for our sakes. May he bless us with all spiritual blessings and support us and complete for us the Holy Pascha, and bring forth upon us the joy of his holy resurrection for many years in peaceful times, through never-ending intercessions of the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary, and all the choirs of the angels and archangels, through the prayers of the patriarchs, prophets, apostles, martyrs, righteous, holy ones, cross-bearers, ascetics, confessors, and anchorites, and through the blessing of this Holy Pascha of our good Savior. May their holy blessings, their benediction, their power, their gift, their love, and their help be with us all forever. Amen.
Amen.
May the love of God the Father, grace of his only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the gift and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in peace. May the peace of the Lord be with
you. إن شاء الله بكرة من الساعة 8 الصبح 6 بعد الظهر 6 المغرب بإذن الله الذين يبكرون إلي يجدونني. كل ما تيجوا بدري كل ما تتمتعوا أكثر.